Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our next guest is a director of a new documentary sports film called Maybe Next Year. And it's about the devotion of NFL fans, specifically the devotion of Eagles fans to a Philadelphia football team that had not won a championship since 1960 and had never won a Super Bowl. And 2017 was an incredible year for that city, an incredible year for Eagles fans. And I think in a lot of ways an incredible year for football in general, because it was another example of a long tortured franchise finally having its moment. The documentary looks amazing. And you know that I personally love stories of fan redemption, and this is the ultimate. Maybe Next Year is right now available on Apple TV, Amazon Prime Video, Vudu, Google Play, and Vimeo On Demand. Joining us is Kyle Thrash. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, DA. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for joining us. The overwhelming theme of Eagles fans up until 2017 was pain. A lot of passion, but a lot of pain. Good, but never great. Either run over by the Cowboys or Washington or the Giants in the division when they finally got to the Super Bowl, losing to the Raiders in 1980, losing to the Patriots in the Andy Reid years. Good, but never great. When you first started looking into this, how much pain were you prepared to uncover amongst Eagles fans?
I mean, I was looking to go deep. I was looking to, you know, kind of explore, you know, that where that pain comes from, where that passion comes from, why people care so much, you know, why we have such a rabid fan base, and, you know, still going to the tailgates with, you know, huge, you know, SUVs and putting on face paint despite never winning that championship. And, you know, what's tough about the Eagles franchise is that it feels like they're always close. They're always fighting, even in this division this year, you know, where the whole division isn't great. You know, they're still fighting, and I think it's harder when you're constantly getting close, but you just can't get that. I think that pain runs deeper then.
You're right, because you can't emotionally check out. You know, if you're a Browns fan, if you're a Bengals fan, if you're a Lions fan, you can regularly check out because your season is over by October. But for Eagles fans, they're always very good. There's always the hope. They're regularly in the playoffs. They're getting deep into the playoffs, but never get in there. I mean, Andy Reid lost, what, four consecutive or three consecutive NFC Championship games on the doorstep of the Super Bowl. So when you do a profile on Eagles fans, everybody thinks of all the bad stuff, throwing snowballs at Santa Claus and the jail underneath the Veterans Stadium. Do Eagles fans feel as though they are misunderstood?
I think they feel like they're misrepresented. I feel like people think that they're uneducated, which I think is false. I think the fans actually are very educated to the point that that's why they care so much. You know, they know that it's, you know, on paper these teams should win. You know, they know that they have the right pieces, but that, you know, it's, we're just not putting it over, you know, we're not getting that championship. We're not getting over that hump. So I think, you know, that pain, becomes bigger. And then, you know, I think sometimes when you care a lot, I think sometimes, you know, you get, you know, you might take it too far. You might, you know, that passion might get the best of you. And I think the national media, you know, likes to, you know, kind of make Eagles fans into a caricature and mention those things that you mentioned. And I think what I wanted to show was that there's a lot of heart there. You know, there's a lot of passion there that I think because we're not New York City and, you know, and we're not Washington with the capital, like, we care about sports in Philadelphia. You know, we this is what we have. This is our identity. This is how we prove, you know, this is how we prove to people that we're worth something, I think, in this town. I think it is through our sports. It's what, you know, it's where we get our pride. So I think, you know, I think sometimes that can get taken a little bit too far. But I think when you look around the country, I think every city, you know, can kind of take it too far sometimes.
Kyle Thrash joins us, the director of a documentary on Eagles fans and their redemption with that Super Bowl run maybe next year, which is available on demand. I like that you say we. You are part of this. You're not just an outsider looking at things. So what was your indoctrination into Eagles or Philadelphia fandom pain?
Oh, man. So the way my mom likes to tell it is that when she was in the delivery room, when I was being born, she had the Phillies game on, and Lenny Dykstra hit a double literally when I was coming into this world. So I was kind of destined to be a Philly sports fan. Mm-hmm. And growing up, I had, you know, I had the Andy Reid, you know, years, and that was, you know, it was difficult. Like I said, like, you know, Andy Reid's an amazing coach. You see that now in Kansas City, you know, and you saw it in Philadelphia that it's tough to not, you know, to not get there. So for me, those were my years, and I felt like I wanted to kind of, you know, find characters that, you know, four characters that kind of represented different sides of fandom to kind of explore some of that pain and explore some of that, you know, some of that beauty that comes with being a fan and the psychology of fandom, you know, whether it's anger or, you know, or legacy. You know, one of our characters, you know, his dad's, you know, passing away from cancer, and it's the last Super Bowl that he's going to be able to see. So, you know, you're wondering if he's, you know, he's going to, you know, if they're going to finally do it. And then he has a son that he's trying to teach football to, and he has autism. So it's, you know, trying to pass on that legacy the way it was passed on to me, and kind of show off, you know, again, where a lot of that, there's a lot of heart. And I feel like I think that's something the media doesn't always show. And that's something I wanted to show in the documentary.
I've been to an Eagles game at the Vet, and I've been to a Phillies game at Citizens Bank Ballpark. And one of the things that struck me was how diverse the crowd is. Everybody is really into it. Everybody, it matters, and it matters a lot. But you have all types of people from old to young, male and female, black and white, all different sides of the ethnic spectrum. It is truly a melting pot when you go to an Eagles or a Phillies game and you're just seeing everybody, and I'm sure the same thing for Sixers game, etc. How much does sports itself bond the city for people that might not have anything else in common?
Yeah, you know, during that Super Bowl run, I've never seen anything like that in the city of Philadelphia. I mean, you saw the whole city come together in a way, you know, and we had, you know, we had something to come together for. Now, I feel like, you know, I know Carson has had his struggles this year, but he was having an MVP season that year. And if he goes through the playoffs, I think the city still comes around. I think they're just, you know, they're really excited. But there was something about being called an underdog. You know, you see it, you know, I think you saw it, you know, a couple of weeks ago with the election, that, you know, when the national media wants to paint Philadelphia a certain way, you know, the city kind of pushes back. And I feel like being the first number one seed to be an underdog going into the playoffs and Nick Foles when we're facing Atlanta, I think the city took that personally, and they came together and said, these are our guys. Nick Foles is our guy now. He's going to do it. And I think, you know, it took a second to believe, you know, we were worried, you know, but once he, you know, that Minnesota game was really a spectacular performance. So I felt like going into the Super Bowl, you know, those 2 weeks leading up to it, you know, the whole city came together in a way I've never seen before. You know, the Boston market in Philadelphia, they put up a Philly sign. So it was the Philly market. I mean, there's things like that just around the city, just signs and memorabilia, just the whole city coming together in a way. And like you said, it's people from all different backgrounds and ethnicities. So it really was a beautiful thing. And I think hopefully the documentary can kind of show how a city can kind of come together through sport.
Kyle Thrash is the director of Maybe Next Year, a documentary on the Eagles fandom and that redemption with the Super Bowl in 2017, available right now on demand. You know, finally, it was the most Philly way to do it. If you're going to break this streak, if you're going to finally get out of the dumps and do it, it's going to be when all seems lost and Carson Wentz goes down and Nick Foles has to come in and you have to go on the road. You have to win the playoffs, and then, of course, well, you don't have to go on the road to the playoffs, but you have to go and play the Patriots in the Super Bowl and the great Tom Brady on a night where Brady throws for 500 yards, and you need a trick play with Philly, yeah. Philly, and you need it all to come down. And then, of course, the would-be Hail Mary of Brady, the strip sack by Brandon Williams, etc. It just, all of it has to come together like that. It was the perfect way to finally win. Was that ending for that redemption the story that you couldn't even write if you wanted to for your documentary?
No, I mean, it was magical. You know, even when you look at Super Bowls, right, like you were kind of just proving that, you know, it was a great Super Bowl. The next year, you know, it was the Rams, you know, the Rams-Patriots Super Bowl, which, you know, we could have gotten that, you know, a really slow, you know, dull, low-scoring game. But instead we got this great shootout, you know, with highs and lows, a trick play, you know, and again, redemption, right? Like, it could have not been the Patriots, which still would have made, you know, it just, you know, really special to win our first Super Bowl. But instead we get revenge. Instead we get the best quarterback to ever do it. Instead we get the best coach to ever do it. So it really, you know, looking at what I was capturing and being in the right place at the right time, I really couldn't believe it. Like, when the clock struck zero as an Eagles fan, I'm like, that just happened. And then I realized there's a huge responsibility to Philadelphia and to Eagles fans, and, you know, to make sure that I'm capturing this right. So we're running to Broad Street and everyone's running and making sure that all the cameras are in the right place to kind of capture this once in a lifetime moment. So I hope everyone checks the documentary out, because I feel like, if nothing else, it's a kind of perfect time capsule for what it was like in the city that year.
Yeah, very cool. I love documentaries and storytelling like this around sports, because it does capture a true moment. Maybe Next Year is available right now. Apple TV, Prime Video, Vudu, Google Play, and Vimeo On Demand. Kyle Thrash is the director. Kyle, this is cool, man. The movie looks awesome. I can't wait to check it out. I appreciate you dropping on by.
Thanks, D. I appreciate it, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.